Bob, I know this has got to be a tough day for you. You two are very close. You spent a lot of years out there in the field with Barbara. When you look back at her work over the decades, what stands out to you the most in terms of what set her apart from so many others out there?
Well, it was her toughness and her thoroughness and the people she knew. I knew occasionally I'd have to go over to City Hall maybe to help her with a story. Not very often, but it may have been like a double team type situation. And say I needed to talk to the city controller's office. And I would say, Barbara, I don't even know who you know anybody over there. She'd say, go in, just tell them I sent you. I'd go to the city controller's office, tell the secretary, I'm Bob Melrose from KCBS. I'd like to talk to the city controller. And she'd, that secretary would say, well, let me see if he's in. And then I'd say, Barbara Taylor sent me. And she'd say, go right on in. And I, that's how respected she was, how many people she knew. And I'd later tell Barbara, I sometimes wonder who the mayor of the town is, the current mayor or you.
How long did you guys work together?
Well, I was there 36 years. And the first person I ever saw at KCBS on my first day of employment was Barbara, who was an editor. And I was coming in as an editor. And to say the least, she trained me. So we go back a long way.
Barbara could be a lot tougher on politicians than people recognize sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she wasn't afraid to ask the tough questions. One of her favorite lines when you go to a news conference with her was, well, that's all well and good, but, and then she'd get into the real question.
I can hear her say that.
Yeah, and inevitably, that was the lead for the news conference, was the question she asked.
Bob, when you look back, I mean, do you have your favorite Barbara Taylor story? Do you have a couple of them?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of stories regarding Barbara. I remember one time a bunch of us males in the news, and we're going to go see a movie put on by the Mitchell brothers called Barbara Broadcast. Barbara found out about that and said, I understand some of you, you know, degenerates are going to this X-rated movie called Barbara Broadcast. And I said, well, yeah, Barbara. She said, can I go? And I said, yeah, okay. So we went and saw the movie, and you can imagine what it was like, a disc jockey, female disc jockey, who had a very active social life. And when we left the movie, I said, Barbara, does that in any way depict your life story as a disc jockey or as a reporter? And she said, no, but I wish it did. So we just kind of laughed and said, let's go have a couple of beers. And that's the kind of a person she was.
In terms of covering City Hall, the days of the beat reporter have sort of come and gone. Talk, if you would, about the value of that model and how it allowed Barbara to get so inside what was going on in City Hall.
Well, it's a matter of knowing people and being visible. She was there all the time. They knew her, and they could trust her. They could trust her if they were a source, and they could trust her to get the story correct and accurate, which is one of the main things, obviously, for any reporter. In fact, the main thing. And I think that's why she was so good at what she did, is that she developed a trust. She was visible. She talked to people, and they knew her, and they could trust her. And that is something that beat reporters these days, there are not that many beat reporters left like that, but that was a very key element to her success.